Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Well, g'day and welcome to Roundup for Wednesday, the 5th of March. Sailor song, right? Probably one of the most played songs on radio at the moment. Whether or not you tend to agree with that, but I think that is the truth. It's a bit of an intro song. And now we're all here, so first of all, I hate how it does that. How do you stop that? I don't know. Anyway, first of all, welcome to the third month of the year. Already 2 months down. Does February really count, though? Considering, I mean, well, it's a little bit short, 28 days. But let's not get caught up on that. The summer is over. We're in autumn now. And this week's weather, I think, really proves that. Did we get much of a summer? That's an honest question. Some weeks, sure, steaming hot, literally dying, waiting for a breeze to come through. But it really wasn't too much of a hot summer, though, was it? My opinion on the ordeal was 50-50 on the whole thing. I like summer, but then I loathe it when we're just sitting in the high 20s for a week, because there is nothing worse than just sitting in that heat. Over January and February, once again, to prove the popular months for events. You obviously had the drags, the events of Martinborough, Cruise Martinborough, Toast Martinborough, the Martinborough Fair, so much more that's going on in Martinborough, and Masters and the likes of Summer Hummer, the Hoodie Drone Open Day, and I can't forget the mighty old Golden Shares. So last month in particular was a busy one. As for the rest of the year, more events to come. Look out for that. Just very quickly on the new houses, an article from the Herald about the coalition government wants more houses to be built cheaper and faster, yet official data shows an annual 7.2% drop in the sector. In the year ended January 2025, there were 33,812 new homes consulted, down 7.2%. compared with the year ended January 2024. StatsNZ announced the other day, even though January new houses building consents were 11% up on last January, they were still below the January 2022 and 2023 figures. Of the 2,203 new homes consented in the single month of January this year, 1,077 were for standalone houses, up 20% on last January, while 1,126 were multi-unit homes consented, up 3.1%. Of the multi-unit homes consented in January, there were 968 townhouses, flats and units, up from 899 last January, 68 apartments, down from 123 apartments, 90 retirement village units, up from 70. And another interesting thing that I found about the Papamoa Volunteer Fire Brigade, they are retiring their siren. Now, you might be wondering, what am I going on about, the siren on the fire truck? Well, if you live in Carterton, if you live in Martinborough, I'm not too sure if Greytown does the same, they might do. The siren goes off for the volunteer fire brigades to get down to the station, get in the truck, and let's go to the fire. So the brigade, which responds to an average of 210 call-outs per year, has turned off the siren as its primary alert system. Fire and Emergency New Zealand said in a statement on Tuesday, instead, brigade members will be notified via pagers, so on your phone, and Fire and Emergencies Availability and Messaging System, AMS, the app. The siren had been both a reassuring and disruptive presence for the community, Fire and Emergency Bay of Plenty Group Manager William Pike said. So they are retiring their alarm system. Anyway, before we go to our first song, how are we all doing? It is really cold out there today, isn't it? It is actually terrible weather. All night it's just rain, it's cold. When I was waking up this morning to get here, I didn't think I was going to make it because my car was parked behind another car and it was just a whole ordeal. But I got here on time and that's the main thing. I might have blocked ears. I can barely hear out of any of my ears at the moment. That's my fault for poking bloody cotton things in my ears. And I woke up with a headache this morning, so how convenient. So I'm blinded by the light, but we've got to have the light on, otherwise you can't see me, can you? Anyway, our first song for this morning is Take It Easy by the Eagles. It skipped right to 30 seconds for some reason, so we'll play it back from the start. The Eagles here on Arrow FM, but it's just gone 8.05. Forgot which button was to turn the mic off. Just about cut me off here.
take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
I don't know why it does that. That is really annoying how it makes that beeping noise. Anyway, you may have seen over the last couple of days Prime Minister Christopher Luxon about telling parents to go and make a mum white sandwich. If you don't know what I'm talking about, here we go. Let's get a little bit into the article here. So Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says parents were dissatisfied with the new school lunch program should make a mum white sandwich and put an apple in a bag. It comes after numerous problems reported with the school lunches, including most recently plastic melted into the food. Luxon first made the comments during an interview with another station on Tuesday, saying parents who were unhappy with the lunches should pack them themselves. So, yes, if you're unhappy with it, for God's sakes, go make a mum white sandwich and put an apple in the bag just like you and I had. That is what the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, has said. And, obviously, the minister responsible for all of this is Associate Education Minister David Seymour. So he's to negotiate what is offered, but an alternative could be a sandwich and a piece of fruit being provided. Now, the whole reason why they have these school lunches, right, is because a lot of parents can't afford to provide school lunches to children, is much as I don't like to say that, but that is the truth in some people's cases. So they obviously get supplied a school lunch. But this must be quite recent, right? Because I never got applied a school lunch, and I was only at school probably 5 years ago, and that never happened for us. So I don't know exactly when this came about. But what I can say is that I've seen the school lunches myself in person, and I wouldn't need it. I mean, I'm a very picky eater, but I wouldn't eat it. It does look quite terrible. It does look like a dog's breakfast, in my opinion. But they're not budging. They don't want to budge. They're set in the ways that they want to do it. They say it's food. It's provided. There you go. I think that if they got served that food, I don't think they would eat it, though, would they? So maybe they're contradicting themselves a little bit there. I would like to see some changes around it, but at the end of the day, it is provided food, and you probably don't like me for saying it, but take it, because it's food. Unless, obviously, as Christopher Luxon has said, come to school with a Marmite sandwich. Well, it doesn't have to be Marmite. You could pack your own lunch. I packed my own lunch for years. A lot of people pack their own lunch for years. But obviously, as I said, we're in tough times. So for those who can't pack the lunches, unfortunately, that is all you've got, is what the government is providing in schools. The iPhone 16e. I never knew that Apple was releasing a new iPhone. I knew they had the iPhone 16s, Pro Max, and all that stuff. But then they come out with a thing called an iPhone 16e. So here's a quick article from the Herald. The headline, what you get with Apple's new low-cost iPhone, what you don't, and whether it's worth buying. So if you've seen an iPhone 16 or an iPhone from the iPhone 14, you know that they had this little island on the top of their phone. So when you play Spotify, it pops up on the top of what song you're playing or whatever. This doesn't have the island from my from the photo of the phone. So Apple iPhone 16e, available or now, offers many of the features that most buyers would want in a new smartphone, including a powerful processor that supports the latest AI tools. Did you get that? AI. A big screen, lots of storage, Face ID, and long battery life. In some corners of social media, it's become quite a sport to point out what's missing in the 16e next to the 16 and 16 Pro models. But that's missing the point. The 16e was never going to feature all of the frills available on the full-blooded 16S. That's why, at least, buy in the Apple universe, it's a low-cost model. The 16e, right, is priced at $11.99. So not $11.99, $1,199. Or a third cheaper than the iPhone 16. So the iPhone 16 is $1,599. And the iPhone Pro Max, $3,000, $199. $3,199 for a phone. I mean, can you ring a rocket ship up in space for that price? I paid, I think it was $2,200 for my phone when it came out brand new, and now they're making phones for almost $3,200. That was a bit of a joke. But anyway, if you want to know about the iPhone 16, what's there? It's got the A18 chip. It's got Apple Intelligence, a 6.1-inch display, a 48-megapixel camera, Starlink direct-to-cell support. It's got SOS via satellite, which a lot of the new phones have nowadays, eSIM support. So you can insert a physical SIM card into a 16e, or you can transfer its number to the phone's electronic SIM or eSIM. Never knew that was a thing, the more you know. It's got an action button, quality finish, Apple's first in-house 5G modem. What's not in it? It doesn't have the ultra-wide lens like the sister and brother phones, the iPhone 16s. It doesn't have MagSafe charging, so I won't be buying it because I use MagSafe to charge mine. It doesn't have the dynamic island, which I was going about the camera at the top. It doesn't have a camera button. There's no dedicated camera control button. It's got lightning connector, so it didn't have the SE by the sounds of it. Sorry. It has the USB-C, so it doesn't have the lightning cable, which a lot of the iPhones had for many, many years, and a few other things there. So basically, it's a budget iPhone 16 Pro Max, but there's nothing wrong with it because maybe somebody can't afford $3,200 for a phone. I mean, that's just bloody ridiculous in my opinion, but it's Apple. And the thing about Apple, you know what the one thing about Apple is? They never have a sale on their phones. Our next song for the morning, Bob Seger, Night Moves. Love a bit of Bob Seger, and this is probably his best hit in my opinion. 8:14.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high.
cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves in the summertime. Some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues. Working on a night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.
Just going 8:19 here on the roundup on Arrow FM. Here we go again, the tariffs. There you go. So Donald Trump's trade war against America, largest trading partners, escalated as huge U.S. tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China kicked in, sparking angry retaliation from all three. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau slammed the tariffs as a very dumb thing to do and said Trump was seeking to collapse Canada's economy to make it easier for the United States to annex his country. Trudeau said the US President, who has spoken often of Canada making the 51st American state, wants to see a collapse of the Canadian economy because that would make it easier to annex us. The United States launched a trade war against Canada. Trudeau said, Canadians are reasonable, we are polite, we will not fight back, we will not back down from a fight, sorry. Trudeau also addressed Trump directly, saying that while he thinks Trump is a smart guy, as I said before, the tariffs are a very dumb thing to do. So that's from Justin Trudeau. So this is in response to Trump immediately threatening to raise tariffs on Canadian goods further after Trudeau announced 25% tariffs on US goods in retaliation. So tariffs all over the place. The thing about Trump, so you go on TikTok or you go on Facebook and you see a short clip, and there were lots of short clips that come out with his meeting at the White House with Volodymyr Zelensky. He says the dumbest things ever, doesn't he? And you always look back and think only Trump would say that. Now, the thing is, you can look at him two ways. And this is obviously what happened in the election. He was either the smartest guy on earth or the dumbest guy on earth. There was no in-between with him, really, was there? Pick and save. The Commerce Commission has filed charges against two North Island Pack and Save supermarkets over potential breaches of the Fair Trading Act. The Commission alleges Pack and Save Silverdale in Auckland and Pack and Save Mill Street in Hamilton engaged in misleading specials and inaccurate pricing. Competition, Fair Trading and Credit General Manager Vanessa Horn said the specials and pricing may have breached the Fair Trading Act. Just to be clear, these are charges that were signalled at the end of 2024. A Foodstuff North Island spokesperson said the stores take this matter seriously and have cooperated fully with the Commerce Commission. A Foodstuff North Island store process millions of transactions a day, and while errors are relatively rare, we agree that inaccurate pricing is unacceptable, the spokesperson said. We work hard to ensure the price customers see on the shelf is always what they pay at the checkout, and the specials offer is a clear savings. So that is from Foodstuffs. Was it Countdown last year? They got caught putting special on. They had a special on. So you know how you have a yellow ticket over the top of a special. So some guy, it was something like, let's say for example, don't know the price off the top of my head, but let's say the special said it was $25, and he lifted up underneath, and the real price is behind. And the real price was something like $23. So the special was actually $2 more than the normal price you'd pay at the checkout without the special. I think that was Countdown that got caught out for that last year. Anyway, the Oscars happened on Monday. I didn't watch it. I watched the monologue of Conan O'Brien because I think Conan O'Brien's brilliant. But if you're interested, let's just read out who won. Best Picture, so that means Best Movie. Anora. I think that's how it goes. Best Director, Sean Baker, who directed Anora. Actor in a leading role, Adrian Brody. The Brutalist, so that's his second Oscar winning as a actor in a leading role. Actress in a leading role was Mickey Madison for her role in Anora. Actor in a supporting role, Kieran Culkin. Good to see the Culkin boys coming back. And he won for his standout role in A Real Pain. An actress in a supporting role was Zoe Salander, and she in the Emily Paris. So that's good. And Best Picture, as I said, was Anora. So the nominations, because this is where I find it interesting. The nominations for Best Picture were Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, Wicked. I'm assuming these were all movies, obviously, that came out last year. I never heard of one of those movies at all. Never heard of them, never watched it. Why are they winning Oscars? Really, eh? Because who watched those movies? Well, they kind of like big in the US, but they never kind of make it over here. What was the biggest movie last year? Let's find out. Let's cut to the next song, and I'm going to find out what the biggest movie was last year, if I can. Actually, and on the whole thing, we'll talk movies, series, and all that, and Adam Sandler with Jim Carrey has a new Netflix series is about to drop called, I'll tell you very shortly, here on RFM. Let's bring it back to New Zealand. Are You Old Enough by Dragon? It's just gone 8:25. Okay, so as I said, that I'm going to find out what the biggest movie is because I believe the Oscars are rigged. The Oscars are rigged. So according to the box office, right, I wouldn't even think this, but the biggest movie of 2024 in terms of revenue worldwide coming in first at $1.6 billion, Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2. I suppose because a lot of kids go to the movie theatre, so that's that. Second place, this was my first place that I thought was going to be come first place, Deadpool and Wolverine, so they made $1.3 billion. Third place, Moana 2, with just over $1 billion, and just under $1 billion, so at $969 million, Despicable Me 4. I haven't watched that yet, but I really like the Despicable Me movies because the minions are very funny. And then at number six, so it is Dune Part 2 at $714 million. So that, Dune Part 2, is one of the movies that got nominated for Best Picture in the Oscars. Maybe it's come down to acting, maybe, but I believe the Oscars are rigged. Yeah, they have to be rigged, don't they? Anyway, overnight, Tauranga Marina fire. So two boats caught fire at the Tauranga Marina fire overnight, with fire and emergency crews battling into the early morning to stabilise them. A fire emergency spokesperson said crews were called about 1:20 a.m. after reports of two boats on fire. Now, the spokesperson said one boat had been removed to hard standing with crews monitoring. The second boat remains in water, with firefighters using high-pressure deliveries and salvage hoses to stabilise it. The spokesperson said that four fire trucks and a few support vehicles remain to the scene. So that was just posted just before 7 o'clock this morning. So that's not good to hear. Because I was just talking about, we were talking about Trump just before. And then I saw this article that goes, Christopher Luxon says he trusts Donald Trump, but how close should New Zealand be to the USA? So the article goes, US President Donald Trump outburst at Ukraine. I wouldn't really call it an outburst. It was just a heated discussion with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It has rippled across the world. As I said before, it's gone viral. It's everywhere you look. And if you look at what Trump says, you'd have to think it's the stupidest thing in the world. The bizarre exchange where Trump and the Vice President, J.D. Vance, obviously he was there as well, going on about diplomacy, which, yeah, wasn't much diplomacy going on, was there? Anyway, Luxon rubbished both suggestions on Monday, as he still held trust in the White House. However, he also described that the Oval Office meeting as a tough watch. And it was. It really was. I thought it was a tough watch as well. So at least he's being honest there. So there's not much about in this article. So this article is just rubbish, because it just goes on about what I was talking to about before. But I found that very quickly as I rushed during the song break. So I can't find anything else at the moment. So we'll just wing it until I find something else. People are still going on about that stupid show, Married at First Sight. I don't know how you could watch it. I think it is the most boring show. Actually, I can't make an opinion on it because I haven't watched it. But the reason I haven't watched it is because it's a reality TV show. So what do you think when you hear reality TV show? That it's not reality. It's fake. It's the most made-up thing as ever. It's more fake than Shortland Street. Very quickly, I finally finished Breaking Bad. So I watched it in just under a month, or maybe just a little bit over a month. And critics aren't lying when they're saying it is the best TV show of all time. It was great writing, great acting. I'm a bit late to the game, really, aren't I? It's been around for years. But I was stunned by it. Hank's death really shocked me. Then I watched El Camino. It was a pointless movie. I don't think El Camino was needed. And now we're on Better Call Saul. And he's quite funny, isn't he? So there we go. 8:33, we'll play the next song for the morning. I can't even remember what it is. Oh, it's Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. I am dying in here. It is so hot. Anyway, 8:34. 8:38, I swear, if that does it again, well, it's not going to do it again because it's the last song I'm going to play, but that's really annoying. Anyway, today in history, no, not today in history, but yesterday in history, because there's nothing for the 5th of March, is there? Let's have a look. 5th of March. No, that the 4th is more interesting. So yesterday in history, 4th of March, 1855, March 1855, shepherds searching for 1,000 missing sheep in the upper reaches of the Waitaki Valley apprehended suspected rustler James Mackenzie, one of New Zealand's first and most enduring folk heroes. Caught red-handed, Mackenzie denied the theft, claiming he had been hired to drive the sheep to Otago after escaping from his carpenters. He walked 160 kilometres to up north somewhere, where he recaptured on the 15th of March. The Supreme Court found Mackenzie guilty, sentenced him to 5 years hard labour. Better than a slap on the wrist you get nowadays, isn't it? Super Rugby last week saw the Highlanders beat Moana Pacifica, so 31-29. The Waratahs over Fiji and Drua, 29-24. The Chiefs over the Rumbies, 49-34. This was probably an upset to most of us that live locally. The Blues over the Hurricanes, 33-29. And the Reds over the Force, 28-24. This week matches Friday, the 7th of March at 5:35. You got the Blues versus the Brumbies. On Saturday, the 8th, at 7:05, you got Moana Pacifica v Hurricanes. And then before that, on Saturday, the 8th, at 4:35, Fiji and Drua versus the Chiefs. Later on Saturday night, 9:35, you got Waratahs versus the Force. And then you got the Crusaders versus the Reds on Sunday at 3:35. The Warriors went all the way to Las Vegas to lose to the Raiders, and a big loss. It was the final score was 30 to the Raiders and 8 to the Warriors. But who cares that we lost, right? Because the good thing is, and look at all the Kiwis that are over in the States right now. You know, there was something like 10,000 of them, Kiwis, just walking around with all their Warriors jerseys and their Warriors support gear. It was really good to see that you know, everyone overseas representing the country, so it was really good. My sister's over there at the moment too. She went to the game, and now I think she's in New York, so well done. The Golden Shears, Toa Henderson wins the Open Final, and Joel Henaday claims the 11th wall handling final, so congratulations to them. Just very quickly on the America's Cup. So the America's Cup, right, looks to see that they bring about 2 billion positive economic impact to Barcelona. So holding the America's Cup in Barcelona, people going over, staying in hotels, doing whatever, Barcelona made a profit of about $2 billion. So that's very good. Well done to them. Anyway, that is me for the day, because I think, let's have a look. Well, I have a bacon and egg McMuffin waiting for me, and I'm really hungry right now. I'm also dying in the studio, so I'm going to get out of here. Also, I just wanted to add, things might change this year, right? I'm looking for new things to do, so if I get a new thing to do, meaning a new job, I won't be doing this any longer, because I just won't be able to do it anymore. So while I'm here, for however much longer I've got left, could be the rest of the year, could be a couple of months, whatever it is, thank you for listening. Thank you. This isn't the last show, by the way. I'll be back next month. Catch you later.